Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Come on in. Kick back. Relax. Grab yourself a cool. All right. Yeah, starting the week off, man. Gonna get one in here real quick. One more time. You know? Gonna put something out there and let you think about it. All right? We all have this thing of trying to get to know ourselves and who we are, men and women. You know, when we're young, you know, we're just developing, and hopefully we get some homeschooling and some home training, and, you know, to help guide us along our path. And, you know, we have the influence of a mother and a father, ideally, which is less and less these days, and that's part of the problem. That's why a lot of the youth today don't know who they are, what gender they are. They don't know what bathroom to use. They ain't got no clue. But, you know, some of us, you know, when we're young, you know, you kind of know what direction you want to go in. Some people know, you know, right away what they want to do for the rest of their life. They want to be a musician or an artist or an actor or what have you. So, you know, there's always outliers. There's always a few that know exactly what it is they want to do with their life. And others, I would say the majority of us, figure it out along the way. You know, we don't know what our purpose is right off the bat. We kind of figure that out as we go along, as we learn, as we develop, as we mature. It takes time. And that's just part of the process. That's why a lot of young women, when they're young, when they're fertile, childbearing years, they want to get out there and experience life. They want to, and that's what society tells them. You know, you're strong and independent. You know, go out there and have a career. You can have a family, and you can have children and a husband, and you can have it all later. But that's a lie. That's a lie from the pit of hell. There's a lot of professional women out there that done hit the wall, and they've got some kind of career that they may or may not be happy with. They're earning a decent income, got their own place and their own car, and they got their own money, but they ain't got no man. You know, they can't find, you know, they empty now. They got all the possessions, all the materials, but then where did all the men go? Well, when you was young, you was all out there strong and independent. He was out there getting some, riding the carousel, right? And that's fine. That's what you did. Those are the decisions you made, because you didn't know. You didn't learn nothing, and you didn't learn that there was going to be consequences for that. and the consequences are. Now you're older. Now you want to settle down. And now you want a man. Well, a little too late for that now. Because any man that you would be looking for is looking for a younger woman. He's looking for a younger woman. Childbearing, age, young, wrinkle-free, firm, soft, right? Look good, smell good, feel good. Because men, on the other hand, when they're young, oh man, they want a woman. Yeah, I got to have me a woman. Yeah. It's natural, you know. It's a natural thing, you know. They want that female. And there are some of them out there, you know, that are players. You know, they go from female to female. And that's, you know, there's always... But most guys, I don't think, enter into a relationship like that. Because then why start the relationship? You know, just have it be casual right off the bat. And that's what, you know, a lot of these guys do, and the females don't understand it. You know, they think they can hook them in, and these guys are like, uh-uh. But I think the majority of men, I believe, aren't like that. But that's not what they want. They don't want the majority. They want that top 10%. They want Chad and Tyrone. And Chad and Tyrone can have any female they want. So they're the ones out there going from female to female, because they can have their pick of the litter. Whereas the majority of the men are looking, you know, trying to shop around, get the best they can. But they're the nice guys, and they get stepped on. Even though that's what they want, they, you know, as a young man, that's what they want. Or, third option, they get married young, have a couple of kids, and, you know, along the way, she figures out, I'm not happy. And then guess what? Now she divorces him, take half of everything he's got. Now he's got child support. And she gets cash and prizes on the way out the door. No consequences for her. Although she'll make you think, oh, it's so tough. Well, if it's so tough, then, you know, let him have the children. Let him take care of them. Oh, no, they can't do that. My babies. Okay, they're your babies. Take care of them. I'm not saying men should be irresponsible. Of course, you should, you know, provide for your kids. But it was their choice to leave. They left. Remember, about 80% of all divorces are filed by females. They decide they're no longer happy and they're gone. And then that's even going to make it harder on them to bag another man. Because now they got kids. Somebody else's kids. Ain't no man want to raise somebody else's kids. That's a tough row to hoe. You know what I'm saying? So you got this dynamic where the women, when they're young, they don't want no man, for the most part. The dudes do. Then about that same age, you know, they get into their 30s and 40s, they start approaching that midlife, and then everything changes. Now they want a man, the female wants a man. And the dude done figured out, well, there's other things in life, you know, because he may have been married and gone through all that. I'm speaking from experience. You know, it's hard, man. You know, lose your family. Something that you love and cherish, you lose it all, and then you financially make it very difficult on you. It's hard to live, you know, when you got a big chunky paycheck going out the door before you even see it. But you figure out that, hey, there's other things in life than females. There's other things I can do. You turn your attention from women to the world. And you start thinking about you, focusing on you. Then you start doing, you know, the midlife stuff, you know, getting the cars and the house and all the bells and whistles and all the possessions, right? Right? You ain't worried about females so much. Yeah, nice to have, but you don't necessarily need one. Whereas at that same time, now they starting to look now, see? So that's the problem. See, as people age, then they start to figure out who they are, know who they are, know what they want, know what they like, know what their routines are. When you're young, you don't necessarily know all of that. You're still trying to figure shit out. But again, you know, there's always an exception to the rule. There's always outliers out there. But the majority of us, are figuring it out as we go. You know, life doesn't come with an instruction manual. Kids don't come with an instruction manual. Relationships don't come with an instruction manual. Everybody's different. People are individuals. You can't control other people. You can't control individuals. You can't make them do what you want them to do. You can persuade, but you can't force other people to do what you want them to do. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. That's why I say, you know, if you consider getting into a relationship, you need to weigh your options. You know, you need to think about the cost and the reward. What it can cost you and what you're going to get out of it. You got to weigh these things out. Decide what's best for you, what's in your best interest. Know yourself, know what you want. Decide for yourself. You gotta know who you are. And again, with most men, that takes a little time. It takes us a little bit more time to get, you know, women start out, you know, they mature faster than we do. They get into the workplace, and they generally, you know, climb up the ladder quicker than we do. Men takes a little bit more time, but we eventually catch up and supersede. That's why they always crying about unfair pay or equal pay or this, that, and the other. Well, a lot of that's got to do with your job choices too. It's not like they getting unequal pay. You got to compare what they're doing and what the compensation is across the board. You can't pay female basketball players the same you can male basketball players, because you go to a female basketball game and there's nobody there. Nobody's watching it. There's no money in it. So how are you going to pay them the same amount of money you go to a men's basketball game? I'm talking about professional. And the stadium's full up. Everybody's spending money up in there. Everybody got the jerseys. I don't even know one professional female sports team. I couldn't even... Soccer or basketball. I don't even know any of them. I've never watched any of them. Now, baseball teams, football teams, soccer, I don't follow. The hockey teams. Nobody, you know, very few people follow. excuse me. Very few people follow women's sports. But they believe they should get paid the same amount. But men eventually catch up and surpass them in the end. You know, and then you have the upper hand. You're older, you're more mature. You've got more assets. And then they want you to accept them for who they are. Old, wore out, saggy, jaded. You know. Then, you know, you get that. If you can't accept me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. No, you should be giving me your best. Right off the bat. Right off the rip. You know, because that's what they're going to demand out of you. You couldn't make that statement. Oh, well, if you don't accept me at my worst, you don't deserve my best. But man, they tell you to kick rocks. Or if they're fat or whatever, you know, you don't be body shaming me. Ain't nobody body shaming you. That's just what you is. It's what you are. You fat, you fat. Hell, I'm fat. I consider myself fat, you know? So, you know, female's interested, she's interested. If she ain't, she ain't. That's fine. I'm not going to try and put it off on her, right? It don't make no sense. It's a delusion. They don't know themselves. They don't know the consequences. In men too, you know. You can go to the gym all you want, you know, but, you know, do it for you. Don't do it for her. Do it for yourself if that's what you want to do. You know, it might help you out, get a few more dates or get you a little bit more action perhaps. But, I mean, it ain't going to change your whole world because ultimately if you're short or you're not attractive, you can have, you know, Tony Atlas body, whatever, and it ain't gonna make much difference. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be the total package. That's what they looking for. They all think they deserve a 9 or a 10, and they're like a 3 or a 4. Where men are much more realistic. You know, you could be, you know, a 9 or a 10. And they'll take that 3 or 4 for a night. You know. But they're not going to stick around. It's like, I remember a biker told me one time, he goes, yeah, because I had this real pretty Kawasaki Vulcan. God, what was it? I think it was a 1500 or something like that. It was big ass bike, big V-twin, you know, pretty, you know, look, you know, very much like a Harley. He goes, yeah, that's a nice bike. That's a pretty bike. You know, that's nice to ride and everything, but you don't want your buddies catching you on one. You know, he was a Harley guy, right? Yeah, that's nice to ride, but you don't want your buddies catching you on it, catching you on one or catching you with one. You know, same thing with them 3s and 4s. Chad and Tyrone, you know, they can do what they want for the night, but they ain't gonna stick around with that. Why? You know, they just picking you up on a slow night, not like on a Tuesday or something. They ain't got nothing else to do. You know, but they know theyself, see? So that's the dynamic, you know, with men and women, you know, with, when we're young, we're still trying to figure it all out. And females, I don't need a man. Men are trying to get a woman. And they're both about the same time they figure out just the opposite. The females are looking for a dude. But they done gave their best to Chad and Tyrone for the last 20 years. And now, the dude, that's you, is looking for, you know, a junior college girl. You know, something young and fun, right? Because you don't necessarily need a woman. That's why we're wired different. That's why we butt heads all the time. That's why when you do get in a relationship, there has got to be give and take. There's give and take. You know? And that's the thing. Females don't have to do that too much, especially if they're on the pretty side, right? Because they get what they want most of the time. You know? They don't get told no too often. You know? They think the world is their oyster. And they can have whatever they want. So know yourself, gentlemen. Know who you are. Know what you're doing. And if you don't, that's okay. It takes time and figure it out. You know, educate yourself. Read. Find interests. New interests. Travel. Try something different. Try something new. Discover new things, you know. You might find out you like it. You dig it. You want to do more of that. And the older you get, you'll figure out who you are, what you want to do. And then females become less of an issue. They're no longer the priority that they once were. All right, my friends, just something to think about today. I appreciate you turning on and tuning in. Check out the social media sites. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Gab. Locals, the Parlor. You can reach me at ofmen4men@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so with the support button on the app you're at right now. All right, my friends, I appreciate each and every one of you. I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah, all right. Yeah, come on now.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.